Did you?
Yeah. But I used to sweep with them, but now since I got used to sweeping with these road ones, I don't want them anymore.
A man came here one day and had her, got there, showed him how, and he showed her how. They talked in a half an hour about how to tie a broom.
I told you've got to
tie some like a rope to a joist, a rope to a limb, bottom of a tree as high as you hit her. And then one end of that rope underneath to the ground. But when you get that right about so high, it'd be, I'll go show you how to do it.
People had awful hard times.
Yeah. The thing that impresses me about this is that I wonder how many of us could survive in those days. You know, it makes me feel stupid.
How many of us may have to go back to him, baby? That's what I tell you about.
But what would we do?
That's right.
You had imagination that people just don't have anymore. You know, that's what I was so interested in about that chimney. That took a lot of imagination to put together.
Yeah, all of it did. They just lived by faith mostly.
Mm-hmm.
No, I tell you, they're talking depression. I wouldn't be surprised. We don't have one. Now, it wouldn't hurt us much because we've been through one and we know how to live hard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now, these younger, I've got children. And everybody else has got children. I believe some of them would die. I just don't believe they could go through.
Their nerves are snapped.
Mm-hmm. But now they may have tried, they know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe
Showed you yesterday.
Yes.
And get a whole arm full of this now, you know, and then stick. But try to get just a minute on one side of that stick, you do the other. And then she said, pour boiling water and get good and soft, and put the rope around here. And put it on in there, make it tighter.
And draw that down.
The rope goes up here.
I didn't do it, but you
wrap around, come around, it's rope and all, but if you put it in there, make it tighter.
Then roll your string around.
Turn the string around here.
Okay. Rope. That used to have been considered a good thing. They don't sweep good to me. I sweep yards with it in the summer.
Well, you ain't got nothing.
You just have to have it around.
And just got to live. And how would you do
that?
But
everybody raised their own bushes.
I've got to get some little old dogwood bushes about high, waist high, cut them limbs out of dogwood and sweep off the yard with it.
People used to have to.
So you got the straw so tight by using your weight.
Yes, I weight.
The handle wouldn't come up. Now then you might have to drive your nail down, you know.
Sometimes you got a good heavy band to drive there up through the band and all come through.
Oh, I see.
Hold it there.
So it wouldn't slip off.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Well, this is...
And
now this part of the straw would be where your seed is.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's where the seed's on there.
And the thicker is about half an inch almost.
Yes. It
makes it long from here on downwards.
Yeah, I know. I got the seed all
over. You see that solid seed?
Yes, big, tiny. Here's one.
There's one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's
weeping. I see. So the...
That's sorghum seed. Now, them
sorghum
seed, just
like that. The top of the broom, then, is the stalk, and the bottom of the broom is where the seed would be. Is that the tassel?
Yeah, that's how you got to grow. The broom grows, and the bottom is down here at the bottom.
It grows up exactly that way. When you seen it, it's getting about right. See, there's one. You go to your stalk and break it down about that long, and then the seed... It'll be down. If you let it stay up, it'll be heavy. They'll all spring out, and first thing you know,
you've got you
a bent up.
Uh-huh.
It's a job, man. People had work back then. They had everything.
Now, you're a little good with that, too. This whole country was full of little creeks and branches, and they were full of fish. Lots of fish around here then. Mm-hmm. And the big old trees, huge trees, they were...